This is the kitchen in one of many new Chinese restaurants in Abidjan. There is a civil war going on here, but Chinese entrepreneurs do not seem to mind. One of the Chinese staff, Liu, explains that he came to divided Ivory Coast to learn French, but that since his aunt opened a fancy restaurant in Abidjan at about the same time, he has been learning on the job.
Je viens ici pour apprendre le français, mais...
He says Ivorians love the no-nonsense Chinese way of doing business and their affordable prices, even if few Chinese know how to speak French or any other local language.
Il y a un monsieur tous les lundis.
Liu says one Ivorian client comes to the restaurant every Monday, while he says government ministers also like their fish and Chinese sauce along with rolls and a bowl of soup.
Il y a beaucoup de Chinois qui font commerce. Tout le monde fait commerce et puis pour sortir.
Liu says Chinese are everywhere now, including in popular markets. There they sell shoes, suitcases, herbal medicine. Other popular items are cheap Chinese alcohol and sandals that give electronic massages. Massage parlors with Chinese inscriptions on the outside and Chinese girls inside seem to be springing up faster than the restaurants. Liu prefers not to answer specific questions about the Chinese community for himself. This is Makola Market in Ghana's capital, Accra, where a block of shops has recently opened under the inscription, Chinese Wholesale Market. Ji Pengfei, known locally as Jackie, came 2 years ago after receiving his bachelor's degree in China. The 25-year-old started as an assistant in a Chinese import-export company. He is now part owner of another company importing suitcases. He says he was astounded at the needs here, and says there is plenty of room for his business to grow.
When we come to Ghana, the industry, even the middle and the heavy industry in Ghana is surprising. It's even that low level, I never expected. So what we planned for future is we will bring the full range of machines from making our suitcases by clothes.
Kevin Ma and his partners own several shops within the Chinese block. Ma, who is 25, arrived from northern China just 3 months ago. He sells shoes but says there is already too much competition.
Indians, Lebanese, Chinese, and some Korean, Japanese, they all come here and the Ghana is opened. In the same time, it's also bringing a lot of competitions to our company as well. So it's getting harder, but we're trying to change our directions, our company directions, and to adapt to this changing environment.
Ma is preparing a trade fair his company is about to host for other Chinese businesses. This is a prelude to his plan to work more in the services industry. Ma says West Africa is like a final frontier.
For Chinese, we do a lot of trade to Americans, to Europe, even to the Southern Asia. African, especially for West Africa, is like the last lunch for our to invest. So that's why I choose here and to come to find more opportunities. How long do I want to stay here? It's been doing well, maybe stay more than 10 years. It's nice to stay here, yeah.
Most West Africans seem to enjoy the Chinese presence, especially the cheap prices and fast service they offer. But competitors, like local vendors, restaurant owners, and pharmacists, believe they should get more help from their governments to defend themselves against Chinese entrepreneurs. They accuse the Chinese of doing everything for a profit, while ignoring rules and regulations. When asked about the allegations, those interviewed preferred not to respond. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.